Good morning and welcome to Starting Right with Danny Mac. I'm going to be here every Monday to Friday to help you get a great 5 minute start to your day. So grab your cup of coffee, sit back, relax, and let me help you start your day right. Hey, good morning, everybody. It's Friday, and here we are about to embark on another weekend. And here in Canada, this is an extra long weekend for us because Monday is Victoria Day, which is a national holiday originally established to honor Queen Victoria's birthday. While she has long passed, we still celebrate the holiday, and it's wonderful to have this day off in May when the weather is starting to look really good. But today also is the day that we do our Friday Roundup, where we talk about our episodes of this week, and that's exactly what we're going to do by starting off looking at Monday. Monday is always about Christian music, and the song we looked at this week was Trust in God from Elevation Worship. It's a wonderful song because of what it reminds us to do, and that is to fully put our trust and faith in God. Some of the lyrics say, "He will never fail. I trust in God, my Savior, the one who will never fail. He will never fail. God will not fail. He has been faithful to his people throughout history, and God will continue to be faithful to us." Hebrews 13 and verse 8 says, "Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever." In whatever ways God has shown his power, his love, and his faithfulness to his people in the past, he will continue to do so. He will guide and work in our lives to help us, to guide us, and to protect us. And we can trust him because he is a trustworthy God. Tuesday's episode was called Name Recognition. We talked about how corporations will spend millions and millions of dollars to create a name brand that the public will instantly recognize. Their desire is to get us to automatically think positively about their company just by hearing the name. So we talked about the most powerful and influential name in the history of the world, and that's the name of God. In Exodus chapter 3, God called Moses to lead the people of Israel out of Egypt to the promised land. Moses was somewhat reluctant to do the job, and at one point he said, "If I go to the people of Israel and tell them, 'The God of our ancestors has sent me to you,' they will ask me, 'What is his name?' Then what should I tell them?" In chapter 3, verse 14, God replied to Moses, "I am who I am. Say this to the people of Israel, 'I am has sent me to you.'" God is the great I am. And ultimately, God is saying, "I am what you need me to be when you need me to be it." Isn't that a beautiful and powerful reminder of God's hand on us? When you hear the name God, he is saying to you, "I am who you need me to be when you need me to be it. So trust me, and I will be there with you, and I will help you." Wednesday's episode was called Keep Calm and Carry On. We've all seen those keep calm signs. Keep calm and keep going on. Keep calm and keep knitting. Keep calm and go fishing. Keep calm and ride a motorcycle. You know, all kinds of different things with the keep calm. Well, the people of Israel had their own keep calm moment as they fled Egypt. In Exodus chapter 14, Moses was now leading the people out of Egypt, and they came to the Red Sea. The Egyptians were chasing behind them. The Red Sea was in front of them, and it seemed that they were trapped. And in chapter 14, verses 15 and 16, the Lord said to Moses, "Why are you crying out to me? Tell the people to get moving. Pick up your staff, raise your hand over the sea, and divide the water so the Israelites can walk through the middle of the sea on dry ground." God was saying to them, "Keep calm and believe and do what I tell you." Then down in verse 21, Moses raised his hand over the sea, and the Lord opened up a path through the water with a strong east wind. The wind blew all night, turning the seabed into dry land, so the people of Israel walked through the middle of the sea on dry ground with walls of water on either side. Three takeaways we had from that story. God always has a plan. When you feel like you're stuck in a corner, God has a plan. Secondly, God always has your back. As you read through this story, the pillar of fire that led Israel out of the promised land now went behind them and kept the Egyptians from being able to catch up to them. And the third thing to remember is not what we often think about, but it took all night for that sea to part. Yes, God has a plan. He has our back. He's always with us. But not everything happens instantly. We have to trust God. Thursday's episode was called The Cheerleader. It was a story told by John Powell, who was vacationing in the Bahamas, and he came across a young man who was preparing to sail his homemade boat around the world. There was a crowd there, gathered to see him off, but instead of encouraging this young man, it appeared that the crowd was doing everything it possibly could to discourage him, telling him that he was crazy, that his boat would never make it, that he was going to surely die if he went on this trip around the world. Well, John Powell watched a lot of this happen, and then, as the young man began to sail off, John ran down to the end of the dock and began to shout out to him words of encouragement. "We're proud of you. You'll make it. Be strong. Don't lose faith. Don't give up." There is so much discouragement in our world right now, coming from the news and people who can't get along, all kinds of things happening that want to discourage us. And yet God calls us to be encouragers. 1 Thessalonians 5:11 says, "So encourage each other and build each other up just as you have already been doing." That's the call God has on us and for us in our lives. We are to be encouragers of each other, to lift one another up, to help us to see the possibilities and the greatness and goodness of God, who will never leave us and never forsake us. And a rather unique thing happens when we become encouragers. Not only does the person we are encouraging feel better and lifted up, but we also feel better when we encourage someone else. We get lifted up. We have a much more positive attitude as well. Encouragement is good for everybody. And as Christians, we should become the greatest encouragers in the world. And that's our week. It's one in which we've talked a lot about trusting God and the way God works in our lives and the way that we can also influence others through encouragement. And I hope this has encouraged you this week, that you feel blessed by it. And I also hope that you have a wonderful, wonderful weekend. Those of you that get a 3-day weekend, enjoy it. Spend the time with your family. Get out in the sunshine. Let God bless you and work in you and through you. And don't forget to go to church on Sunday. We all need that encouragement as well. So be blessed, my friends, and be a blessing. And we will talk again on Monday. Thank you for joining us today. And I invite you to join us every Monday to Friday right here at Starting Right with Danny Mac.